Mistakes at work, mistakes in life, one-on-one. Oh, the mistakes I've made, at work and in life. I'm Gloria Moraga. This is one-on-one. All mistakes can be corrected, but there needs to be open and honest communication. You need to admit it's your mistake and offer to fix it, one-on-one. It seems the mistakes you make at work are not as bad as the ones you make in life. But at the time, for me anyway, I was so involved in succeeding in my career, I worked hard not to make mistakes, and if I did, I corrected them immediately. The errors in my career are hardly worth mentions now, but my mistakes in life? Wow, that is another story. For example, I wish I had divorced my husband 20 years earlier than I did. My single life is immensely better. While I still stress out about my daughter and my grandchildren, I don't have to deal with all that passive-aggressive behaviors from a spouse living with me. I endured that for 30 years. I'm at peace. It's great. And I'm sorry I wasted so much time. But as I said, we all make mistakes in our lives and careers. Here's one from my career that I remember. And I haven't actually thought about it in many, many years. I was the first Latina to anchor a newscast in Fresno. There was one other female Latina reporter before me, but she never anchored. This was a really big deal. The man who promoted me, his name was Walter Liss. He was a progressive manager in the television news business. I owe him so much for my success. I could never repay him or never thank him for what he did for me. But he left Fresno and he moved to Atlanta to work for Cox Broadcasting. And eventually, he moved to New York, where he was an executive for ABC News. Once Walter Liss left the Fresno television station, our news director, John Howell, also resigned. He moved to Pittsburgh to manage a Cox station there. They were my two major support people. My two major support managers. And when they were gone, I was in trouble. Back to my mistake. Once I was anchoring the news, and I stumbled over the words on the lead story. I said something along the lines of, "A murder tonight in East Fresno. Police say police killed a suspect." The script, which I wrote actually said, "A murder tonight in East Fresno. Police say they are searching for a suspect." I immediately corrected the error when I was on the air. I apologized and I said, "I'm sorry. The police did not kill a suspect. The police are searching for a suspect. My mistake." Well, the new general manager of the station did not like me at all. And he had wanted to replace me anyway with another female reporter. The next day, I was called to the conference room. And I was told I was being removed from the anchor desk. I was devastated. Now, I was told by the assistant news director that the general manager wanted to fire me. And the news director, a woman, and the assistant news director, a male named David, both supported me and argued against my firing. They both said that I corrected my mistake immediately. Well, I wasn't fired. I was just demoted. And I asked the assistant news director why the news director, Joanne, wasn't in the conference room telling me about my demotion. He said she didn't want to deal with me. Well, I argued with the assistant news director, but it was no use. He was just delivering the message. And then in our conversation, he said to me, "What do you want to do as your next job? Do you want to anchor?" "No," I said, "I want to be a network news reporter." "Then why do you care about this demotion?" he said. "Just move on. Forget about all these assholes." And so I did. But it was demoralizing. My mistake, I felt, cost me the anchor desk. Or did I lose the anchor desk because one man did not like me and wanted to promote another woman that he liked? Later, I realized there was nothing more I could do. I had apologized. I corrected my mistake. Everyone knew it and saw it. And the police were not complaining at all about my mistake. So when you make mistakes on the job, correct them immediately. Apologize. Talk to your supervisor or a manager. Then move on. Don't blame anybody else. Everybody makes mistakes. I'm working on a project right now, and we're using project management software or an app called Slack. I don't know if you've heard of it, but there's a place in the app that it's labeled hashtag bugs. It's at that place, hashtag bugs, that team members can complain about problems with the project so the technical designers can fix them. I'm happily getting more work to do on this project because my boss, my coworker, doesn't have time to handle all the writing and marketing. And she was telling me about all the bugs in the software and how frustrating it is. And I said, I worked in TV. The rule was, back in the old days, film breaks, tapes jam in machines. You lose signals during live shots, or you can't get the computer to work in the live truck. There are bugs in software, and there always will be. I told her to give herself a break. Then I said, listen, people murder other people, and they only get a few years in jail for manslaughter. And I always remember this story, Michael Vick. He was arrested for torturing dogs. He would put dogs in an arena to fight to the death. He was a football player, and when this all came out, his career seemed to be over. Then he held a big news conference, and he apologized. And people forgave him, and he got some of his career back just for throwing himself on the mercy of people and saying, I'm sorry. Mistakes. We all make them. Sometimes what happens after you make a mistake and apologize and make up for it makes you realize that the error you made wasn't so bad after. Remember my demotion? Not long after I was demoted and almost fired, I got a call from Washington, D.C. I was being offered a job to be a Washington, D.C. correspondent for Cox Broadcasting. The bureau chief who called me said I was highly recommended by my former general manager, Walter Liss. Walter Liss was now his boss. And so I accepted the best job of my career. The best time of my life happened in Washington. Did I make mistakes there? You bet. It's all part of working hard and living life. Give yourself some break. I'm Gloria Moraga. Please subscribe and talk to each other one-on-one. Stay safe.